This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with this week's edition of Washtenaw United. Issues of equity and opportunity, that's the focus of this weekly feature. And today we're going to take a look at how those issues are being served since Washtenaw County voters approved a public safety and mental health preservation millage in November of 2017. We have two guests with us today. Lisa Gentz is Washtenaw County Community Health Program Administrator for Millage Issues, Jail Initiatives, and Mental Health Court. And thank you so much for being here, Lisa.
Thank you, David.
And Derek Jackson is Director of Community Engagement for the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office. And glad to have you back, Derek.
Glad to be back.
Well, the measure voters approved in 2017 allowed for a tax levy for a period of 8 years to generate between $5 and $6 million a year for mental health improvements in the county, another $5 to $6 million a year for public safety improvements and initiatives. Now, we are going to spend the majority of our time today exploring how that money is being put to good use and the difference it's making. But there are still a lot of folks a little confused who want to know why, with that amount of tax money being collected, how the community mental health budget found itself more than $10 million in deficit this year. Lisa, the shortfall really wasn't a result or didn't have anything to do with the millage, did it?
No, unfortunately, it's the result of the Medicaid budget at the state level and that revenue falling short. So Medicaid is a defined benefit for individuals who need services from community mental health, who either have Medicaid as a funding source or have significant and severe mental illnesses and developmental disabilities.
So the limitations of the millage would mean that you could not apply that money.
Correct. We cannot supplant Medicaid because of that defined benefit. So the millage was really an opportunity to serve those individuals in our community who were falling through the cracks of the traditional Medicaid system.
Well, Derek, how has the money for public safety from the 2017 millage issue changed how the sheriff's office is going about its business?
In particular, I mean, the funds have allowed us to expand and talk about reentry at a very different level, to have a full-time reentry coordinator, someone who is helping every single person who's leaving our jail have a plan so that most likely they do not ever come back, to lower our rate of recidivism. It's expanded community corrections programs. And community corrections are all of those alternatives to incarceration. So a judge can actually sentence someone to community corrections versus incarcerating them. So these funds have allowed us literally to impact more individuals outside of jail versus putting them in jail.
And has this changed the relationship, the working partnership, and the initiatives you're able to launch in cooperation with community mental health?
I'd say yes. I'm kind of looking over at Lisa. She's
absolutely
smiling. Yeah. You know, we have, you know, when you have community mental health workers riding around in patrol cars with deputies, when you have CMH workers who are trained mental health professionals teaching deputies how to interact with individuals that they come into contact with, I think all those are great for the community, but it's really great for the relationship.
And Lisa, it's now mental health professionals from the department are going to be heading out with the SWAT crisis negotiating team as well to potentially defuse violent situations.
Absolutely. We realized early on that our two entities really needed to work more closely and effectively together to better serve individuals who are finding themselves in a mental health or substance use crisis. And we knew we didn't have the tools to do that independently and that we needed a very strong relationship with the sheriff's office and with other law enforcement jurisdictions in order to be effective.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU. Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office Community Engagement Director Derek Jackson is here, as is Lisa Gentz. She's with the Washtenaw Community Mental Health, and we're talking about how services are changing when it comes to public safety and mental health since the 2017 passage of a millage issue. Sheriff Clayton has long advocated to increase rehabilitation service as a way to reduce recidivism rates, a way to combat overcrowding at the jails. Derek, are we headed in the right direction on that front?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, we've been taking these steps for several years now. And again, the millage dollars allow us to enhance those efforts. But when you think about it, it costs a lot of money to house someone in a jail, specifically around mental health. We often say that jails are the largest mental health institution in the county. And so someone who has a mental illness should really be getting services and treatment for that mental illness, not necessarily incarcerated in a jail. So these funds allow us to really move down that path in a deliberate and strategic way.
Is there a particular story that comes to mind where you can see where things are changing and outcomes are becoming different?
Yeah, you know, there's one that comes to mind specifically for me, and you know, we've shown this video around. It's been all over the news, but there was a particular individual. He was having a mental health crisis. He is kind of acting erratic. He shows up to a local business establishment. He's kind of falling on the ground, knocking over shelves. Our deputies show up. And as you watch the video, you can see specifically how deputies are engaging with him differently. You know, you look at a different agency who doesn't understand mental crisis, they may look at his behavior as threatening. So they may pull out a taser or attempt to use force. With our deputies, what you literally see them do is put the training of Lisa and her staff into action. They understand right away it's not a criminal issue. It's a mental health behavioral issue. So they're able to help and to deal with him. His wife was on the news, and she actually said, you know, thank goodness this happened in Washtenaw County. And I think in large part is due to this partnership and the work that our deputies and the training that they're getting because of Lisa and her staff.
And Lisa, what kind of feedback are you getting on a very personal level from the interactions between your staff and the officers?
Well, we hear wonderful things from our staff and from the officers about the impact that it has made to sort of open up the options for the officers and to recognize that there can be more than just two options of taking someone to an emergency room or taking someone to the jail, and that we can work together as a team and also work with the natural supports in an individual's life to come up with a solution that will better get them access to care and serve them in a longer-term capacity in the best environment possible.
I don't think it's lost on either one of you that over the years there has been a great sense of mistrust in the community when it comes to how the community is policed. Some folks feel that it remains racist in its intentions and racist in the manner in which things are carried out. In the course of the application of this millage money, is it also going to start to address those issues of implicit bias and community relations and ensuring that when people have the encounters, it is a different experience?
Yeah, so I'll just say, you know, I've been with the sheriff's office now for 11 years. Sheriff Clayton has been the sheriff for 11 years. And I think that's a part of what my role is down this path that you're talking about. And again, I think the millage dollars allow us to really enhance those efforts, whether it's hiring more peers, training deputies extensively, looking at implicit bias training. All of those things that you just referenced, I think, have been in place in, before the millage, but also can be enhanced after the millage.
Lisa, do we have an estimate as to what percentage of incarcerated actually suffer from mental health issues?
We do. About 50% of the individuals in the Washtenaw County Jail have a mental health or substance use disorder. We actually did a point-in-time count survey 2 summers ago where we went and we interviewed every single person in the jail, and it was up to 75%. We have a whole strategy for ensuring that we identify individuals as soon as they're booked into the jail and get them access to mental health and substance use services as quickly as possible, and then try to streamline their care when they are released. And now with the millage funds, we're able to get those people connected to our CARES team so that their care can be continued. And hopefully that can reduce their rates of recidivism.
The number one call for service that our deputies get in a particular neighborhood all across Washtenaw County is for a mental health crisis. And so you have deputies who are responding on a regular basis to individuals that are in crisis. And so a lot of what we've been doing in our partnership and the dollars are allowing us to do is to move further upstream so that eventually we want to get to the point where 911 is not the place you call to send a deputy to deal with someone who's in crisis.
And Lisa, what he's talking about is access. And in many portions of the more rural parts of the county, that access is more limited. How are you addressing that and making sure that those services are constantly available?
One of the largest initiatives under the mental health side of the millage was to develop an early access team called the CARES team, which stands for Crisis Response, Access, Resource Connection, Engagement, and Support. It is available to anyone in our community, regardless of insurance, regardless of the severity of their illness, and it's available 24/7. And so we specifically knew we needed to have more of a presence in our rural communities, in particular Chelsea, Dexter, Manchester, and Whitmore Lake, because we know how difficult it can be for them to get access to mental health care. So we've partnered with other community servicing organizations and are now serving through our CARES team families and individuals in those communities through partners such as St. Joe's Outpatient Behavioral Health, through Dexter, St. Joe's Outpatient Behavioral Health as well, Chelsea Public Schools, Manchester K-12 Schools, and Whitmore Lake Schools.
the earlier that we address mental health issues, the better the long-term is going to look, right?
Correct. And the less likely it is that an individual will find themselves in crisis. We also know that we need to provide community education and reduce the stigma towards mental illness in our community. So a large portion of the millage funds are also being used for a countywide anti-stigma campaign that people will start to see in our community in the months to come.
That is an evolution of attitude and societal change. So as we look forward to the collection of this levy for the next several years, Lisa, where do you think the community mental health department is going to be, and what's it going to look like when that levy expires?
My ultimate hope would be that we have an opportunity for people in our community to access mental health care early, quickly, and we see a reduction in crisis, and that we also have the opportunity to reduce stigma in our community so people feel comfortable reaching out for support. We have unfortunately seen a substantial rate of suicides in our county, and we're hopeful that all of these resources can address those issues and give people a safe place where they can get access to care.
And Derek, I'll ask you the same question. How different is the sheriff's office and its operations going to look with the influx of money that you're able to put towards programs and initiatives?
Well, I think we often talk about it's actually more expensive to put someone in the emergency room or to house them in the jail than it is to provide upstream services. So a lot of this is around just the bottom dollars and cents of how do we use the taxpayer dollars more wisely. So I think we're getting better at that. It's also about public safety. When we looked at the number of people coming in and out of the jail, sometimes 6, 7, up to 11 times, when we look at the root cause of that, it's substance use disorder related issues and mental health issues. So it is about helping folks get services so they don't go back in and out of the jail, but it's also about limiting who they may victimize because of their behavior. And then the final thing, I think it's about giving deputies the tools needed to address the earlier issues you raised, David, around how they interact with the community and the kinds of services that I think the residents of Washtenaw County demand and deserve. So those three areas I think are really, really important that don't often get talked about.
And we'll look forward to seeing that come to fruition over the next several years. But I will ask this, have the two of you and have your department sat down and talked about, hey, you know what? 6 years, 7 years, that's not a very long time. That's all we have left. Are you starting to have the conversations that we may need to replace this millage beyond that in order to continue the progress?
Yeah, I think so. We definitely are. But also, I think we're talking about results, right? So the voters are going to be looking for results. We are very much aware of that. We have a diversion council group of individuals to get together to look at what we're doing. So some folks will say, well, we haven't used the dollars right away. I think part of that is because we're being deliberate, intentional, and we're looking at what are the ultimate outcomes and what are the results that, that voters are going to be looking for when they go back to the polls.
We also really want to take the opportunity to see the impact that these investments have made in the community. And then at that point, when the impact is in place, do we need to shift the funds to now address another component of what it is that we need in Washtenaw County?
So it sounds like I'm going to have you guys back in the future, and we're going to talk about this more, are we?
That'd be great.
I hope so.
Well, thank you very much for the time. I do appreciate it today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Lisa Gantz, Washtenaw County Community Health Program Administrator for Millage Issues, Jail Initiatives, and Mental Health Court, and Derek Jackson, Director of Community Engagement for the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office, our guest today on Washtenaw United. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County and heard every Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.